Tom Perez is the U.S. Labor Secretary, and he is one of several people seeking the chairmanship of the Democratic National Committee. And that may be a problem in terms of federal law, and that's according to Henry Kerner, who is Vice President of the Cause of Action Institute, and you can find him on Twitter at Cause of Action DC. And Mr. Kerner, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What's the potential problem here? I mean, this he can't be the first federal official who's sought a party chairmanship, is he?
Well, the problem is as follows. When we got interested in this, because we had learned over the last few days that he was considering running for the governorship of Maryland, that would be a partisan office that he couldn't do while he was Secretary of Labor. Now, it turns out, as we all know, that when he scheduled the conference call, he switched from the governorship of Maryland, a partisan office, to the DNC chair, which is a nonpartisan office. So he's allowed to run for the office. But the Hatch Act itself places various restrictions on him. For one thing, he can run for the office and utilize government resources, but he has to reimburse the Treasury. So he can't, you know, you can't have the taxpayers be on the hook for his political campaign. He also has to, he cannot use his subordinates. Obviously, as a secretary, he's got a staff. He's got a chief of staff. He's got secretaries. He's got various subordinates. He can't use any of them to use their time to help him with the campaign. That's very important because a lot of times when these cabinet secretaries do politicking, they have their staff with them, and they're just used to relying on their staff, which is perfectly natural. But in the political context, even if it's a nonpartisan office, he cannot have them engage in political activity, which can be defined as being directed towards the success or failure of a political party. Obviously, the DNC would fit. He also
is there any evidence that he's been doing that? Been using the staff?
No. And if you look, we send a FOIA, and that's usually how we begin. So we got interested in this issue because we read press reports that he's considering doing that, that he's scheduling a conference call, that he's working from his office, or at least, you know, while he's on duty, to schedule these this political campaign. So what we did is we sent a FOIA request asking for documents, just letting us know, has he done that? Has he complied with the law? And we sent a press release that in this very heading has a question mark. Is Secretary Perez campaigning on the taxpayer's dime? Question mark. So we are not suggesting he has broken the law yet. But I will tell you, Ken, we are very concerned because this administration has had the unprecedented case of three cabinet officials, three, that have violated the Hatch Act when prior to them, no cabinet official has ever violated the Hatch Act. And yet they have three. Two of them have been found by OSC, the Office of Special Counsel, to have violated the Hatch Act, and there were no consequences. As recently as July of this year, Julian Castro violated the Hatch Act, was the HUD secretary, and basically the president gave him a complete pass. So we're concerned that there appears to be a pattern in this administration of not abiding by the Hatch Act, and given that there is no accountability and there don't seem to be any consequences, even for cabinet officials that have been found to have violated it, you know, that obviously makes us suspicious and worried that why would Secretary Perez be worried about accountability when there hasn't been any for his colleagues?
Now, who were the other two cabinet secretaries?
Right. So Secretary Sebelius, who was at HHS, she gave a speech at the Human Rights Campaign. And at that speech, she was basically campaigning. She also had her she's attending as a cabinet secretary. So that's what's called an official event. However, she gave a speech. I believe she was talking about the governor. There was a candidate in North Carolina running for the governorship, and she was telling everybody that it was important to have that person be elected. And so she violated the Hatch Act. And then she had a staffer there, a gentleman named Perlman, who accompanied her. And afterwards, when she got called out, she reclassified this event from official to political, which would be okay for her, but now turned Mr. Perlman's participation into a Hatch Act violation because he's not allowed to participate in a political event. He can only participate in an official one. So we actually, the Cause of Action Institute, where I'm the assistant vice president, has actually raised concerns about this as far back as February of 2012. Furthermore, so we have Castro in just recently this year. We had Ms. Sebelius, the HHS secretary in 12. And prior to that, Mr. Perez's predecessor as labor secretary, Hilda Solis, she also violated the Hatch Act. Now, she had resigned by then. She resigned on January 9th of 2013. But after her resignation, a tape surfaced where she was asking a subordinate to contribute to a campaign, to contribute to President Obama's reelection. So the OSC doesn't investigate those kind of allegations once the cabinet secretary is no longer in office, but that did get forwarded to the FBI and the Justice Department because obviously she's simply not allowed to do that. So that's three: Sebelius, Solis, and Castro, and there have been no consequences for any of them.
Well, we appreciate your keeping an eye on these things, and certainly in the incoming administration, there are potential conflicts as well. So we're glad to know that you're keeping an eye on all this. Henry Koerner is Assistant Vice President of the Cause of Action Institute, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Likewise. And you can find him on Twitter @CauseOfActionDC.